Stewart Island will be moving from diesel to wind power thanks to a $3 million grant from the Provincial Growth Fund. The islanders currently rely on diesel-powered generators for their electricity and pay about three times as much as mainlanders for it. Political reporter Charlie Drever spoke to Southland District Councillor and Stewart Island resident Bruce Ford about what this will mean for locals.
We're attempting to be more sustainable as such, and that's certainly part of that progress to just use it's a bit of independence. You know, we're relying on other factors of diesel cost and supply and all those things, so hopefully it will manage our cost a bit. We don't know what's going to happen to fossil fuels, and we have to do our bit for climate change and all those things.
I saw that people on Stewart Island are paying, you know, as much as three times more than those on the mainland for power. What kind of impact do those extra costs have on local residents?
Well, that's a considerable impediment to local around the community. You know, we don't use electricity for water heating like you would other parts of the country, and we tend to use a wood fire to heat our water and LPG for cooking, and you know, we do all sorts of alternatives for electricity, and whilst our bills are three times dearer, we do skimp and use other means of heating. So it's not just a power bill, in effect, if we had cheaper electricity or more of it or more sustainable, we would act a bit different. So we wouldn't then need to import so much LPG, or we do import coal and diesel. A lot of houses run on direct-fired diesel heating, so you know, there's many changes that might happen in that respect.
What about impact on business? Do you think that businesses will show more of an interest in Stewart Island once this alternative to generating electricity is created?
Yes, it's because of the impediment on financial performance. You know, the people are very cautious about having a business around here. In fact, the fish processing and some of those things are certainly declined over many years because of the sheer cost, and processing would tend to go to somewhere where the power was cheaper. So business-wise, and certainly the tourist industry, is it takes a chunk out of your ability, and it consequently changes their cost to visitors. So you would expect that somewhere along the line the finances will improve and the visitor experience, I won't say it'll get cheaper, but certainly we can give a better service because we won't be so mean with the electricity.
And that was local Stewart Island District Councillor Bruce Ford.